with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A Texas church where more than two dozen worshipers were killed in a 2017 mass shooting is being demolished. But not all church members are happy about it. Terry Smith says she and many others object to the church building being torn down.
This is where all of us go when we're missing our loved ones. We feel their spirits in there. This church has been here for a very long time. And we all strongly feel that the church protected everybody in there. I'm saddened that they didn't reach out to the community.
A judge cleared the way last month for the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs to tear down the sanctuary where the attack took place, which until now had been kept as a memorial. Church members voted in 2021 to tear it down. An earthquake with a magnitude of 4.6 has struck the Los Angeles area. The U.S. Geological Survey said it was centered near the city's Highland Park neighborhood, about 7.5 miles below the surface. France, Germany, and Britain have endorsed calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. Correspondent Karen Chamas has the details.
Leaders from the three European nations urged for the fighting in Gaza, which has seen a large loss of civilian life, to end immediately. In a joint statement, they also called for the return of hostages detained by Hamas and for the unfettered delivery and distribution of aid to Palestinians in Gaza. They endorsed the latest push by the United States, Qatar, and Egypt to broker an agreement between Israel and Hamas. It was signed by French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. I'm Karen Chamas.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 140 points. The Nasdaq rose 35, the S&P 500 up a fraction. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in North Carolina.
A franchisor who owns several IHOPs in the state has agreed to pay $40,000 in a settlement with a cook who had refused to work on Sundays because of his Christian faith. The company accommodated him for a few months, but when new management took over, the man was told he'd have to work Sundays. He refused and was fired. The Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly that employers must accommodate workers' religious convictions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa can enforce a book ban this school year following a ruling by a federal appeals court. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has overturned a district judge's earlier decision that temporarily halted key parts of the law, including a ban on books containing pornographic images in school libraries and classrooms. The law also forbids teachers from raising sexual orientation and so-called gender identity issues with younger students. This is SRN News. The leader of a Kenyan cult is on trial for manslaughter in connection with the deaths of more than 400 of his followers.
Paul Nthengi McKenzie was brought to a magistrate's court in Mombasa, along with around 90 men and women who are also on trial for manslaughter. The self-proclaimed pastor is alleged to have incited his followers and their children to starve to death. Former members of the cult have described how they were given instructions to begin fasting so that they could get to heaven. The prosecutor says 400 witnesses have been prepared. Some will present their testimonies in private this week. The horror of what took place in Shakahola Forest led many Kenyans to question why the police failed to intervene when there were clear warnings about the behavior of the cult leader.
BBC correspondent Will Ross. A trove of ancient artifacts from Egypt's last dynasty has been discovered in 63 tombs in the Nile Delta area. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.